Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Time to get things going here on a Friday, a football Friday at that, here on the Daily Tip on the Bet MGM Network. It's time to clear your schedule for Saturday because we have some massive college football games, and we'll tell you how to bet them in this segment. Next segment, baseball is amidst one of the most exciting finishes in years, but just because a team needs to win does not mean they will. We navigate the landmines on the MLB slate today. It's all coming up next on the Daily Tip. All right, Jenks, the celebrity guest picker is in for Penn State and Oregon, and it is LeVar Arrington. So if you follow college football or, you know, the NFL, LeVar Arrington, Big Ten Network put him on the Mount Rushmore of Penn State football. He was an All-American linebacker, one of the greats, played for Joe Pa's Nittany Lions from 1997 to 1999. But here's something that makes you feel old if you remember his playing career. He has a son that plays on Penn State, LeVar Arrington II. Jenks, I feel like I lean on you for guys like this where I was not old. In the mindset of watching college football.
That's a nice way to put it. I feel like this is when I sort of, you know, talk to you about stuff. No, go ahead. I know what you're saying, though.
Right. So, like, in 1997, like, I was 9 years old. So, like, I was not dialed into college football. What do you remember about LeVar Arrington?
Oh, my God. He was an absolute animal in the best way. Like, he was such a beast at Penn State. And when he was drafted by the Redskins, I mean, he came in and was, you know, didn't have the longevity. But a lot of people would tell you that maybe he helped end Troy Aikman's career because he just absolutely destroyed Troy in a game against the Cowboys. But LeVar was such a force in college. He was clearly, like, the best defensive player in college football at that time and was such a dominant force. So, I mean, Double D just put this in the chat, and he's absolutely right. There's a reason why number 11 is a tradition. Like, that's a modern-day tradition, and that goes to the linebacker on the team, the best player right there at the linebacker position. That is because of LeVar Arrington, because he made that number famous because of how incredible he was and had a very good pro career. Maybe didn't match the expectations, and I think if you talk to him about that, he would probably admit as much and talk about maybe some things he would do differently. But he was, no question, just something that we had not seen before when he was at Penn State.
When I look at these pictures of, like, old-school defensive linemen and linebackers, why don't people wear these big chest or shoulder pads like they used to? It looks so menacing. Like, do you look at these pictures of, like, the old guys? It's, like, kind of loose. But it makes them look like absolutely, you know, it just feels like they're larger than life. And I understand, like, Micah Parsons does this thing where he has his uniform really tight. Why would you want to do that? Why would you want to look smaller? So I kind of like the old school look. And I'll say this about having him as the game day picker. I appreciate when we give, you know, some respect to the people who actually play the game. Like, it's all fun and games to have, like, Shane Gillis on, you know, occasionally. Or, you know, Pookie from TikTok or whoever that is. Pookie. Maybe she's from Instagram. I don't know. But, like, do you get what I'm saying? It's like, sometimes it's like, all right. Like, don't you have somebody who's more famous from this school? It does feel like a slap in the face to, like, some of the greats
that came from these universities.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, for all of the celebrity that we see, and it's fun, right? When you see a guest picker who is, you know, a TikTok star or someone who is a Hollywood A-lister, all those different things, it's fun and it's great. But there is something to be said for bringing back an actual football star who played at the university, who can lend some, not just football expertise, but some perspective on this is what this school means to me. This is what this game means to us. Because most, you know, most celebrities just cannot do that. They didn't play the game. And that doesn't mean they don't know the game, because I hate it when people say that. But certainly you get a perspective that you don't normally get if you're going just the celebrity route.
Right, and it's just nice for a change of pace, because I feel like most of the time they do go for like the celebrity actor, and like hat tip to Timothy Chalamet. I feel like he was very good at that.
He's great.
And I do respect his game, but it is nice, especially, you know, when you're talking about Penn State that does have such a rich football history, and maybe he can provide some insight into what it actually means to play, you know, in front of all of the fans there in Happy Valley, because it should be a good one. So, Jenks, let's start with that game, but before we do, we know you guys are going to be betting this weekend, so why not do it over at BetMGM? Because they're giving you a college football parlay boost token. No matter where the college football action is, there's nothing like getting in the game and leveling up your next parlay. Use this parlay boost token to boost your potential payout from a winning college football parlay only at BetMGM. All right, so let's go to number 3 Penn State squaring off with number 6 Oregon. Line in this game, Penn State laying 3.5, total of 51.5. Jenks, I think you are siding with the home team here.
Yeah.
What's the logic that brought you to that conclusion?
Well, first of all, Penn State needs this game like no other game they've needed in years and years and years. Like, this is the game. This has been built up and built up and built up. We know all of the, you know, the dark clouds surrounding James Franklin and not being able to win big games and what have you. And some people would say that's been dispelled a little bit. But at the end of the day, I think Penn State has been waiting for this moment. I think they have the better roster, and certainly they need to prove it on the field. But I think we've seen the Nittany Lions keep it really, really vanilla. Like, all that they've done has been waiting for this moment. Happy Valley, when you're having a night game, it's going to be a whiteout. They are the better team on paper, and I think a lot of people have been sort of fooled by what they've seen from Oregon early on. Yeah, they run off the score. They haven't faced a defense like this. They haven't faced a defense that can get in your face. They haven't faced a team that has this many starters returning, which is, I believe, 15 starters this year. So, yeah, you look at those Duck scores early in the season, and you think, oh, my God, Oregon is so good. They're not ready for this, and I don't think Dante Moore is ready for this. He's been very good for Oregon, but going into this setting against this defense is something I don't think he's going to be able to handle. It's tempting to take the points with Oregon. I think this is Penn State's time, and I think they cover the number, and I think they win.
Yeah, I think so as well. I think this is a really challenging road game to go and try to beat up on a team that's extremely talented. And it does feel like we haven't heard much about Penn State just because their schedule has been so easy, and this is going to be a true test for them, facing off with an Oregon team that looks like maybe they can match up with them up front. But still, if all things are considered equal, like, I feel these teams are, I'm not going to say equally matched, because I do think Penn State has a bit of an edge when it comes to the talent with the run game and that defense that is so punishing. But you're also giving a huge nod to the home field advantage that Penn State has here. You know, the whiteout game is absolutely legendary. The people that we've talked to at the Big Ten Network put it as probably the best home field advantage in sports, especially when they're doing the whiteout. So I think I'm going to go with Penn State here. Does the hook scare you at all, the fact that this is 3.5?
Well, it does, which is why I'm going to play it 2-3. So I'm going to lay the juice at minus, you can find it at minus 120 or minus 130. So just to be safe, and, you know, a lot of bettors, there's a lot of debate as to whether you should, you know, buy the hook or not. A lot of bettors would say don't do that. Totally understood here. But in a game like this, I don't mind doing it. I like Penn State minus the field goal. And at 3.5, still a little bit nervous. I would still side with the Nittany Lions. I think their defense and Jim Knoll.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Who mixes up a lot of different type of concepts on that side of the ball is going to be a real problem for Dante Moore. So I'm sticking with the Nittany Lions here.
Yeah, and I think in college football, home field advantage matters the most. Like, we have seen it matter less in the NFL over the past few years, but in college football, I still believe it is a huge, huge deal. And speaking of, the other big game of the week, number 17 Alabama at number 5 Georgia, where the Bulldogs home favorites in this one, laying 3 points, total 52.5. Kalen DeBoer has some proving to do, because listen, even though Alabama has got back on the right track, the fans are still not happy about following in the footsteps of Nick Saban and not being absolutely dominant. So this is a prove it game for Alabama. But meanwhile, Kirby Smart is a very good head coach. Georgia has the home field advantage here, and I think they're the better overall team. So if I'm trusting a team with my money, I'm going to take Georgia at home here, laying the 3. We've seen this from Kalen DeBoer coach teams, at least when he's been at Alabama, that they have been noticeably worse on the road. So this is not a time where I want to trust Kalen DeBoer and company. So I'm going to go with Georgia here. How about you, Jax?
Yeah, I'm definitely on Georgia, and this will probably be the one bet that is on my card. We'll have pick 6, and I have some fun with those, and I have some college picks that I really like, but this is maybe my favorite play. I'm going to take Georgia on the money line. And I know when you look at the history here, you say, okay, Bama has won 9 of the last 10 meetings against Georgia. They won last year. But the majority of those wins came with Nick Saban. And I think the one thing we've seen with Alabama is they don't have nearly the discipline. We keep hearing stories sort of filter out as well out of Tuscaloosa that these players aren't nearly in line with Kalen DeBoer like they were with Nick Saban. Also, we saw Georgia come alive. That win against Tennessee where they came all the way back to win that game was absolutely massive. And I think, to me, you're just not going to beat Georgia at night. Like, Georgia has not lost a night game at home in 16 years. So I trust Kirby Smart with the extra week more than I trust Kalen DeBoer. I'm going to take Georgia on the money line. I would lay the 3 as well.
Yeah, I think the bottom line for me is that you cannot make mistakes against Georgia. Like, they're such a good team. We saw that in the Tennessee game. Mm-hmm. So if you're talking about an Alabama team that struggled on the road, that struggled with discipline at times and penalties, like, I'm going to trust the team at home that's going to punish you for those mistakes. So Georgia feels like the play in that one. All right, Jinx, free roll here, because we do have some other good games on the card. We have USC at Illinois, USC laying 6.5. We have Auburn at Texas A&M. I know you love fading the Aggies, but I do think that's going to be a good game. Indiana and Iowa, is Kurt Cignetti going to run up the score again as 7.5-point favorites? LSU Ole Miss, let's talk about that one, because I think people look at this line and they say, what are we doing here? LSU's the number 4 team. They're the team with a better record here. And Ole Miss is the favorite here. But we see this a lot in college football, where just because a team is ranked higher does not mean anything to the sports books. So what's your read on this line?
I like Ole Miss. I'll take Ole Miss -120 on the money line. And I just think that LSU is, they're not good enough offensively, and they're not very good on third down. They just can't run the ball. That's why Brian Kelly lost his mind in that win over Florida. Now, Florida is really stout defensively, so there's not a lot of teams that are going to be able to run on Florida. But still, we've seen this be a problem throughout the season for LSU. And the thing that Ole Miss has found is Trinidad Chambliss at quarterback. So when Austin Simmons got injured a couple weeks ago, and Chambliss comes in, and all of a sudden, Chambliss is a dual-threat quarterback. So he can give that LSU defense, which is also very good, a lot more problems than Simmons could. So I think when you talk about this Ole Miss team being at home with Chambliss at quarterback and with LSU struggling to move the ball, especially during those third downs, I think Ole Miss is the right side here. I know you see LSU, number four, getting points here, and it may seem tempting, but I think the Rebs are the right side.
Yeah, I need to correct myself. Ole Miss is also 4-0. I keep thinking about that Kentucky game where it feels like they should have lost that game, but they did win it. And I wonder if that reporter from Baton Rouge is going to be like, you know, I told you, Brian Kelly, you guys can't run the ball. Because I think that's the bottom line for me and LSU is that, yes, they've won the games, but there has been a lot of problems. Like, winning is like a Band-Aid that covers a lot of things that went wrong. You know, so it's been far from perfect for LSU, but, you know, they've won the big games, and they do deserve some credit for that. I give it to you, Brian Kelly. You guys deserve some credit. But maybe this is when, you know, the scales start to tip in the favor of the other team. So this would be a big win for Ole Miss, and we know, you know, this one has an added level of drama to it because Lane Kiffin's daughter is dating a linebacker on LSU. I'm not sure if that goes in the handicap, but it should be a good one. Jenks, can I ask you about this Auburn and Texas A&M game? I feel like I want to bet on Auburn simply because that game between them and Oklahoma, I feel like it should have been a lot closer. And there was a good chance for Auburn to win that football game. There are some penalties that didn't go in their favor. So I think maybe Auburn is better than maybe their record gives them credit for. But A&M's having a great season too.
Yeah, I didn't handicap this game, but I would probably look at the over. A&M is really good, and they're much better offensively, but their defense has given up a lot of points, and they tend to tighten up in the red zone. But we've seen that Jackson Arnold can certainly, you know, generate offense, and Marcel Reed has gotten a lot better this season for the Aggies. So I probably lean to the over here.
Yeah. I think the one knock on Marcel Reed is that his completion percentage is not great, but both these quarterbacks can certainly make some big plays with their feet as well. Finally, is there another game you wanted to talk about that we haven't touched on? We have 45 seconds.
Yeah, I think tonight's slate is really good. I mean, we have college football Friday tonight. We have Florida State at UVA. We have TCU at Arizona State. And tonight in Charlottesville, we have Florida State laying 7 points. I think Virginia is a live dog in this game. I'm going to grab the points with Virginia. They're one of those teams that you haven't really thought about. They're kind of off the radar because they don't have a great history there. But Chandler Morris has been great for them at quarterback, over 1,000 yards passing, 8 touchdowns, 1 pick. Trell Harris is a great receiver. This is a look-ahead spot for Florida State because they have Miami next week, and I think everyone is sleeping on this Cavaliers offense. They can keep pace with the Seminoles. So I would be on Virginia tonight.
I feel like this is the gambling community game of the week. I've seen a lot of people on Virginia, if that means anything. All right, coming up next, time to switch gears into baseball. The playoff push is on. We tell you how to base your bets on it. It's next on the Daily Tip.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.